My guest at this time is Rafael Cruz. He's an ordained minister and is best known as the father of Republican presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Pastor Cruz is also the author of the recently published book, A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. But another part of his story is his dramatic escape from Cuba in the midst of the Communist Revolution in 1957. Today, we want to get Mr. Cruz's reaction to President Obama's visit to Cuba and his efforts to normalize relations. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's so great to be with you and your audience again.
Just as background for our listeners, you actually fought against the old Batista regime before anyone knew what the Castros really had in store for Cuba. They had a very different message until they actually got into power. How soon did you understand that it really was a communist revolution?
Well, it was after I came to the States. You know, I was involved in the revolution with Castro, thinking that he was a freedom fighter, and was imprisoned and tortured as a result of that. Came to the States in 57, and then in 59, when I went back, something didn't look right, you know, and he was they were starting to be talk about how the rich were evil, how they oppressed the poor, about the need to redistribute the wealth. Soon thereafter, he called himself a Marxist-Leninist and began confiscating private property, began attacking freedom of religion, freedom of the press. So I felt like I was duped, like many of us kids. You know, we were high school kids when we were involved, and we didn't know any better. But I'll tell you what, thinking about what Obama is doing nowadays, trying to extend the lifeline to Cuba, it's really a horrible situation.
A couple of moments that I want to get your reaction to from the president's visit. You mentioned the crackdown that the Castros had once they announced themselves as Marxists. And at the press conference earlier in the week, it was Raul Castro, Fidel's brother, who's certainly been there the whole time as well, who said that there are no political prisoners. If you get me a list of political prisoners, I'll free them by the end of the day. But I don't even know what you're talking about. What was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, that is just rhetoric. It's just empty rhetoric from both sides. I mean, the Obama administration has no really good intentions on this thing. You think about this. Cuba has been exporting terrorism and communism and insurrection for over 50 years. Back in the 1970s, there was a communist insurrection in Angola. There were as many as 25,000 Cuban communists fighting in Angola. In Colombia, for the last 30 years, there has been a communist guerrilla in the mountains by the name of the FARC. Those communist guerrillas are trained in Cuba. They're armed in Cuba. Cuba is involved intrinsically in that. But even more than that, just a year before Obama approached Cuba about normalizing relations, there was a merchant ship from North Korea leaving Cuba, was stopped in Panama, sacks of sugar on top, thousands of tons of weapons in the bottom, manufacturing Cuba, going to North Korea. Cuba is still exporting terrorism and insurrection throughout the world. But beyond that, think about this. In 1962, we had missiles in Cuba pointing at us, just 90 miles from our shores. Today, Obama is bent on releasing all of those terrorists from Guantanamo Base, and every time he releases some of those, they go join ISIS or join Al-Qaeda to kill more Americans. That's treason. But beyond that, he wants to empty Guantanamo Base, and I am sure that after that, he will want to give that base back to Cuba. Think about this for a minute. Suppose Cuba decides to put that base up for bids, to maybe to Russia, maybe to China, maybe to North Korea, maybe to Iran. This could be disastrous. This is a matter of national security. And then, you know, the thing that the liberals will bring, oh, but it would help the Cuban people. That is not true. Early when this thing was starting, this normalization process, Raul Castro made a statement saying that if an American company hired a Cuban worker, that salary had to be paid to the Cuban government. The Cuban government will retain 92% of that money and pay the worker another 8%. So all it would do is fatten the fat cats while they continue to exploit the Cuban people. It is disastrous, no matter how way you look at it.
When it comes to values, and your book talks a lot about how America is unique and special in the history of the world as a result of the rights that it gives to its people and how those rights are ordained by God. And in the speech to the Cuban people on Tuesday, the president talked about what he thinks is great about America. And there are virtues I think every American would agree with: the right to peacefully assemble, the right to peacefully protest, the right to practice your religion privately and publicly, the right to free and fair elections, the right to not be randomly incarcerated. And then he pivoted and said, "But we've got our problems too. We've got income inequality and the death penalty, and we've got discrimination still in our country. So both sides can certainly receive criticism from one another." A lot of folks saw that, certainly on the right, as moral equivalence. What was your reaction?
Well, you know, what he's talking off both sides of his mouth, because the things that he's talking about, freedom of religion, this administration, Obama administration, has been the most antagonistic to freedom of religion we've ever seen. There is a direct frontal attack on Christianity. As a matter of fact, you know, something that I talk in my book about is the Obama administration keeps talking about freedom of worship. Freedom of worship is not the same as freedom of religion. Every communist country around the world, including Cuba, has freedom of worship. Because the way they define worship is what you do inside of a house of worship. For example, in Cuba, you can evangelize inside of a church. It's a sanctioned church, they have spies there, but you can preach the gospel inside the four walls of the church. But if you do it on the streets, you're put in prison. That's what Obama is talking about with freedom of worship. What he wants to promote is you keep your religion inside the four walls, but the moment you step outside of that church, this is a secular society. He wants to promote that the religion of America is secular humanism, and that means that there are no moral values, no moral absolutes. And what we see as a result of that is a total decay on our moral values. We see chaos. We see immorality. We see a society that is crumbling, even a direct attack upon the traditional family. And I'll tell you what, the natural consequence of that is the destruction of society as we know it.
Pastor Cruz, just a minute or so left in our conversation. What would a President Ted Cruz do in response to what President Obama has done with respect to Cuba? Would he reverse the policy? Would he change it drastically? What would he do?
Well, I think my son, Ted Cruz, understands very clearly that this is a mistake. Cuba is a communist regime. It's a regime that has no desire to do any good towards America. They are still promoters of Marxism. They are committed Marxists. As a matter of fact, very early, again, Raul Castro said, if Obama thinks that we're going to change any of our way of thinking or our policies, they got something else coming. They have no plans to change. They have continued plans to continue to export communism throughout the world. And as a matter of fact, with an embassy in the United States, what that will do is maybe open a door for having Marxist spies have freedom to come to America and spy on us. It is a drastic mistake. And we cannot allow Guantanamo Bay to be returned to Cuba because, as I said, I think that's a matter of national security. We need to keep an eye on what's happening on an enemy regime just 90 miles from our shores.
So just very quickly to clarify, he would go back to the previous policy?
Well, I have not spoken to him about it, but certainly he agrees with me that this policy is a total mistake. So,
well, we'll certainly keep following. That may be a question that comes up on the trail quite a bit here, given the attention this trip of the president to Cuba has gotten. Sir, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Well, thank you. God bless you. And I want to wish each and every one of your listeners a happy Easter. And may we remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made on our behalf. God bless you. God bless America.
Amen, sir. Thank you very much. Rafael Cruz, ordained minister, father of Texas Senator and Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz. He is also the author of the new book, A Time for Action, Empowering the Faithful to Reclaim America. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.